Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
I just can't get enough of James Brown. It's not James Taylor. That's James Brown. He's the godfather of soul. No question about it. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having fun here on our show with our good friend John Harrison, one of our favorite members of the Brain Trust. 10 years he's been hanging out with us. Certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of Making Mammon Serve You, also his awesome novel, Fighting Back. I encourage you to check out all that John does. John, thank you again for being here. Give us your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E, F as in financial, A as in advisor.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, John, we're celebrating, you're helping us celebrate Black History Month. And as what I was saying earlier about if we can't be honest about where we really are, then we're, by being dishonest about where we really are, it shrouds the problems that remain that need to be addressed. And for example, it's not good, it's bad when any police officer shoots anyone who's unarmed and the police officer didn't do the right thing. It's not good when any of that happens, regardless of what the race of any of the participants. But when we're burning a country down because of one of those episodes, while in the meantime, we've got 100 black men who are being killed by 100 more black men in the inner cities, and nobody can talk about that. To me, that's, I don't understand that. And that's the problem that I have with where we are today at the so-called leadership, political leadership, and the leadership of, for example, Black Lives Matter. I don't think they speak for Black America, but they sure do have a big voice, don't they?
They really do, and there are so many black folks for whom they don't speak, who don't feel safe about speaking up and saying so. I was talking just this past week to a guy who came here, a black guy who came here from the Caribbean Islands. And he was a, you know, hard-working guy, grew up in poor circumstances, educated himself, built something, came here, and his politics tended Republican. And he learned very quickly not to say that.
Wow.
Because he would get such vicious backlash from within the black community.
Wow.
There's two things that go on with leadership that are hurting us in that regard. One is that the idea that in order to have solidarity with a group, nothing about the group can be criticized from within. No improvements can be made, no suggestions can be made, because that's breaking faith with the group. So you can't point out that, hey, maybe the murder rate within a place like, Chicago is a bigger problem than the murder rate, quote unquote, of unarmed people who are killed by cops. It's statistically, it dwarfs it, but you're not allowed to say that, and that's a problem. The other part of the problem is because we have heard the racism story so much and so long, it is the only explanation we can think of for something. Example, let's look at police killings. Mm-hmm. I've got a friend who is a martial arts instructor. I've trained with him for a couple of decades now, and he trains cops, among other people. And what he says about all of this is that the basic problem on police forces is they don't know how to fight along the continuum of escalation. They know how to issue verbal commands, and they know how to use a weapon, and they know nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and because they can't fight, when somebody ends up not complying with their commands, it very quickly escalates to someone getting shot. And it's not necessarily because of the race of the person, but because the cop doesn't have a plan B, you know. That's a very different thing than, he just shot him because he was black. But you're not allowed to think that, because racism has to be the answer to everything.
Other than shooting them, exactly. I want to switch horses a little bit and talk about this concept of equity. You know, one of the things, if you want to identify an idea that's become bankrupt is when they change the name. So they've changed equality now to equity. It's not about being equal so you can have the right to earn your outcome. Now it's mm-hmm. about giving you an outcome, making it equitable yes. so you have an outcome. I had last week Clara Villarosa's 91-year-old black grandmother, entrepreneur mm-hmm. extraordinaire, amazing author and personality, and she's been on my show now for a long time, 10 years. And she's 91, and we were talking about her life and her grandson's life, her 21-year-old grandson's life. And I said to her, I said, Clara, what kind of opportunity will your grandson have? What's going on today that would hold him back? She said, nothing should hold him back in America. And she said, just like nothing held me back in America. Doesn't that say it all?
That's profound, given her age, for her to say that nothing held her back.
It did. I know her life. It didn't. She didn't allow mm-hmm. it.
Yeah. And that's the difference in mindset. The whole equity thing is, it comes from, wow, these problems are intense and complex and maybe beyond our capacity to solve, so let's just have somebody else make it right. You know, just have them give us the outcomes we would have wanted to have had, and it can't work that way.
Isn't the real example of systemic racism today continuing to treat black Americans like they're victims and they need the government to solve their problems? Isn't that real systemic racism?
Absolutely. It's so disempowering. It really frosts me to feel like my only hope in the world is for someone else to take pity on me. I'll be fine without that.
Yeah, exactly. And we need America could be an awesome country, even more so than now, if we could just all get to that point and celebrate what we've already accomplished. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'm right back with the awesomely wise John Harrison.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.